On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Boys and girls, it's the best day of year in all of sports. Third Thursday in March, first day of the first round of the NCAA tournament. We got two games off and running, Mississippi State and Michigan State. Spartans up by five with 15 seconds to go in the first half. And then Duquesne up early 17-10 on BYU, 10:40 to go in the first half. BYU does not look good at all. Duquesne's defense stifle them. BYU's struggling from the field. They're like 3-for-12 to start. So certainly can get a good live number on the Cougars if you are interested. They're -2.5 right now on the live line. Michigan State gets a bucket to go before the half. They're up by 7, currently 5.5 on the live line. We're going to talk nothing but college hoops on the show today. We're going to run through every game on the slate. We're going to talk about the early games going on. Then we're going to talk about some of the later games. And we're going to look ahead to my favorite five bets for tomorrow. Kate Constable going to join me in the middle of the show as well. Then we'll wrap it up and give some best bets for the day. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have about any of the games coming up today, any of the games coming up tomorrow, let me know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Here, let's have some fun over these next 30 minutes. Glasses in session. Let's go off the glass. We mentioned the two games going on right now. Michigan State, Mississippi State, BYU, and Duquesne. We'll start with Sparty and the Bulldogs. So Michigan State opened up in this game as 1.5-point favorites. Right now, they are up by 7. They are 5.5-point favorites on the live line, as I mentioned. The total opened up at 130.5, and right now we are sitting at 125.5. I like Mississippi State plus the points. I think this game's going to come down to the wire. Both teams, it's kind of been a game of runs a little bit. Mississippi State at an 8-0 run. Michigan State at a 10-0 run. Both teams are kind of feeling each other out. Looks like Mississippi State has settled in just a bit. Probably looks like Michigan State is going to win this game. I took Mississippi State beforehand. Don't feel great about it. But I do think that this game will be close. So maybe you want to wait a little bit, see how the second half starts, get a better number on Mississippi State. But I would certainly lean towards taking them plus the points. As for this Duquesne-BYU game, BYU was favored by 9.5 to start the game. As I mentioned, now they're just 2.5-point favorites. The total was 142.5. Now it is 138.5. We're going to talk about a couple games today where I think the spread correlates to the total, and this is certainly one of those games. If you like Duquesne today, you have to like the under. So right now, as you can see, right, they're only 2.5-point dogs. They were 9.5-point dogs to start. The total has dropped by 4 points. Duquesne can't get into a 3-point match with BYU. If BYU's hitting their threes, Duquesne's got no shot. But their defense has been great so far. BYU is missing shots. They look rattled, and that's why they're able to hang around. So if you like Duquesne to pull off the upset, if you like them to cover that live line at 2.5, I would still hit that under at 138.5. I think this will be a lower scoring game. Then coming up at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time in the Midwest region. We have Creighton, the number 3 seed, against number 14, Akron. Jim Gross, the head coach for Akron, 6-1 against the spread in the NCAA tournament in his career. Very good ATS coach. Creighton is another team much like BYU, where when they're hitting their threes, they're very, very good. But when they're not, they tend to struggle. Their defense is a little bit better than BYU, but these are very comparable teams. This is the era that we live in now in college basketball, where you got to take chances with some of these three-point variance teams. You know that there are going to be certain games when they're off. You just have to hope that those games are the ones that they survive in advance. Looks like that's going to be one of these games for BYU. They're probably not going to have their A-game offense. They're going to have to find other ways to win. Creighton going up against Akron, a team pretty good on defense, likes to slow it down. That could be a tricky game for them. I'd lean Akron plus the points, but nothing that I absolutely love in that game. Long Beach State and Arizona, the 2:15 game in the West region, they tip off at 2 p.m. Eastern time. The big storyline in this game is the two head coaches, best friends, Tommy Lloyd for Arizona, Dan Munson for Long Beach State. I mean, maybe there's a theory that Arizona's up big at halftime and Tommy Lloyd doesn't want to run it up on his buddy. So maybe you look at a second half live line for Long Beach State. If Arizona's up by 20, 25 at half, they're going to be in cruise control, going to rest their starters. Tommy Lloyd doesn't want to, you know, blow out his best friend. Then maybe you look at a Long Beach live in-game total or in-game spread. Other than that, though, I'm staying away. Number 16, Wagner, takes on number 1, North Carolina, 2:45 p.m. Eastern time in the West region. Wagner did play in the first four against Howard, so they do have a game under their belt kind of in this tournament setting. Think maybe that could help them early on in this game. I look at a Wagner plus 14.5 in the first half. Now, North Carolina is playing their first two games in Charlotte, so 98% of that arena is going to be in Tar Heel blue. Maybe they're a little bit too sluggish to start, right? We see that all the time with a bunch of these top seeds. North Carolina hasn't played since the ACC Championship on Saturday. Wagner played just 2 days ago. They got absolutely nothing to lose, house money. Think Wagner, a little sprinkle maybe on the 14.5 in the first half, could be worth a play. Then we have Morehead State and Illinois. We talked about this game yesterday, and like I was talking about with BYU Duquesne, how I think the game is correlated, I certainly think the same can be said with Illinois and Morehead State. I think if you like Morehead State, you got to like the under in this game. It's a contrast of styles. Illinois wants to go, go, go. They got the number 3 offense in the country. They play at a top 60 pace, going up against Morehead State, who plays at 335th slowest pace in college basketball. Only 362 teams in D1. Morehead State, one of the slowest. They're not going to get in a track meet with Illinois. They're not going to win the game in the 90s or the 80s. They got to hope that the Illini have an off shooting night and they can take advantage of that. I like Morehead State plus the points. I'd even take a little bit of a money line. Gave this stat out earlier this week. Since 2019, the winner of the Big Ten Conference Tournament has not made it to the Sweet 16. Illinois feels like a team that's rolling right now. A lot of people are falling in love with that offense, but that defense is very suspect. I think Morehead State could be a live dog to look at today. One of my favorite bets is going to be Oregon on the money line today against South Carolina in the 6-11 game at 4 p.m. in the Midwest Regional. Dana Altman, 7-0 all time in the first round of the NCAA tournament. He's 15-6 against the spread. Really like this matchup for the Ducks. South Carolina has had an incredible year, exceeded every expectation. They were picked preseason last in the SEC. Here they are as a 6 seed in the tournament. I think Oregon takes care of them today. I also like Nevada, the 10 seed, against Dayton. Nevada's been red hot here the last month and a half of the season. They got a point guard in Jared Lucas, who has been in the tournament before, led Oregon State to the Elite Eight. He's been in the spotlight. He's made big plays. He's led his team to victories. I'll take Nevada on the money line against a Dayton team who has struggled here down the stretch. As for the games in the afternoon, the 8 games coming up starting at 6:50 p.m. Eastern time. We have number 7 Texas against number 10 Colorado State in the Midwest region. It's tough to really know how good Colorado State is after that game against Virginia. The one big takeaway we all had from that game was Virginia's really bad at offense, and they certainly are. Texas only favored by 2.5. I just mentioned Jared Lucas was with Oregon State. He's had some big tournament moments. Max Asemus, who was with Oral Roberts, certainly had some big tournament moments in the past as well. They beat Ohio State in that 2:15 game once upon a time ago. I like Texas in this game. game, another high variance team. These Big 12 teams are very funny. When they look good, they look really good. When they stink, they look really, really bad. I would lean Texas today. I don't know if I'm going to bet it, maybe look to bet the game live, but I do have Texas on my bracket. Oakland and Kentucky, we've talked about this game all week. Kentucky could win by 40. Oakland could beat them outright. The stat that I gave out throughout this week is that teams that are top 10 in offense in KenPom, 100 and worse in defense, have not made it to the Sweet 16 in the last 20 years. We had three of those teams last year: Baylor, Iowa, and Missouri. Missouri lost to 15 seed Princeton in the round of 32. Why? Because they don't play any defense. I understand Kentucky's got eight pros on their team. They're the most exciting team in college basketball. History tells us that teams like Kentucky don't go far in the tournament. So I'm going to take a sprinkle with Oakland on the money line. I'm going to take Oakland plus the points because that is what history is telling us. McNeese and Gonzaga in the 5-12 matchup. Actually like the Zags in this game. I know McNeese is a very popular upset today. Mark Few has been eight straight Sweet 16s. He knows how to win in the early rounds of the tournament, and Gonzaga's really been playing good ball towards the end of the year. Graham Ike, the transfer from Wyoming, has really emerged as their go-to guy in the post. I think the Zags take care of business. I don't think there's a 215 upset this time around for St. Peter's going up against Tennessee today. Of all the games on the board, this is the game that I probably have the least amount of thoughts on, have absolutely no idea where to go. I just think Tennessee wins the game. St. Peter's certainly could lose by 17 or Tennessee could win by 30, but I'm staying away. NC State and Texas Tech. This is a game I've gone back and forth on. I liked NC State earlier in the week, but now I'm leaning more and more towards Texas Tech. It's tough to know what we're going to get out of NC State today. There has only been two teams ever in the history of college basketball that have won five games in 5 days in their conference tournament. One of them was Kemba Walker's UConn team that won it all. The other one was this NC State team. So are they going to continue to look like that team that we saw in DC this past week? Or are they going to look like the NC State that we saw most of the year? I think Texas Tech minus the points is probably the play. But look, NC State's a red-hot team. Obviously wouldn't shock anybody if they won today. One of my favorite dogs of the day is going to be Samford against Kansas. I like Samford plus the points today against the Jayhawks. Think it's a terrible matchup for Kansas. Kansas is a team that's going to be without one of their best players, their leading scorer, Kevin McCullough, but they're a team that lacks depth and they can't shoot very well. Well, now they have to go up against a Samford team that's going to press them for all 40 minutes. For all you guys that don't really follow college basketball all that much, the underdog that you're going to fall in love with today is Samford. Their head coach, Bucky McMillan, they call it Bucky Ball. They press for all 40 minutes. They average 80 a game. They rotate guys in and out. They jack threes. It's an awesome brand of ball, and I think it's a great matchup today against going against Kansas. I'll take Samford plus the points. And then finally, give me Drake on the money line today against Washington State. Wazoo actually opened up as the favorites in this matchup, -1.5. Now Drake has become the favorite. This game might end up closing as a pick. Washington State is one of those teams that overachieved this year that I tend to like to fade early on in the tournament. They're a team that plays at a slow pace, very good defensive team, athletic big men. But Drake's really good, and they have some key players who have been to the NCAA tournament. This is their third trip now. One of the best scorers in college basketball in Tucker DeVries. Their big man, Darnell Brody, has been there a while, too. Drake's a very good team. This is going to be an awesome game. I'll take Drake on the money line against Wazoo. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with our friend Kate Constable on the best day of the year in sports. Any questions for Kate, you can go to twitch.tv/BeckQL and YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Kate, happy first day of March Madness. What are the five-star plays BeckQL has for us today?
PJ, this is the best day of the year. I almost missed coming on this show because I was already on my couch, locked in, ready to go. I have my whole computer set up there. So thankfully, I looked at the clock and realized it was time to hop on here. Five-star plays, though, for today is Arizona -20 against Long Beach State. Arizona's been great at covering this season. 20 points is a lot, but the talent level between these two teams, that's also kind of a lot. So Model loves Arizona -20.
Kate, by the way, totally would have been forgiven if we were like, where's Kate? And Sean was like, she was watching basketball. She got distracted. Totally would have been fine with that. Can't say I blame you. So that's what the model likes today. What about you, Kate? What are some of your favorite bets for the day?
So this is one that is interesting. I'm going with the player prop. Hunter Dickinson, over 19 and a half points. And I'm with you, PJ. I'm on Samford in this one, plus the points as well, for a lot of the reasons you just laid out. But I think the only way Kansas is going to have success today is through Hunter Dickinson. And I know he's been dealing with an injury, kind of like 75% maybe, but his points over 19 and a half, he's 7'2". Samford's tallest player, Achor is 6'9". Other than him, they don't have any size. So Kansas is just going to be pounding it inside to Dickinson. He's going to rack up points. I don't see it being enough for Kansas to cover this number, and I would even sprinkle Samford on the money line. But I think out of all players on Kansas's squad, Dickinson is the one that's going to have the biggest game. So I'm taking his points over 19 and a half.
Kate, I think that's a great look. I was talking about it yesterday. I kind of like the under in that game too, especially if you like Kansas, just because they're going to have to slow it down and feed Dickinson. That's their big advantage in the game. All right, so you like Samford, one of the underdogs. Any other upsets that you're on today with any of these higher seeds?
Yes, I am on Drake, and betting line-wise, this isn't a massive upset at all. I believe Drake might even be favored by a point and point and a half in this game, but I love this for various reasons, but one of them being that this is being played in Omaha, which is Drake's backyard, basically, where Washington State is having to travel across the country. This is going to be kind of like a home environment, home atmosphere for Drake. They're 4-1 against quad one opponents this year, best defensive rebounding team in the country. Tucker DeVries, one of the best players, a great scorer. And Washington State, they have won 10 of their last 12 games. They have size, they have rebounding, but this is Kyle Smith, their head coach, his first tournament appearance. Experience is going to come into play here a little bit, especially with Drake having the home court advantage, so to speak. So I'm taking the Bulldogs to upset Washington State.
I'm with you there. Great call on that game being in Omaha. Going to be a huge Drake contingency in the crowd against Wazoo. Kate, we got one favorite today that looks like they're already in trouble with BYU. They were 9.5-point favorites. They're down 4 right now with 6 minutes to go. Of all the favorites on the board, though, you gave out an underdog that you like. What about a favorite that you like today?
I have Oregon, and now that I'm saying that out loud, is Oregon favored over?
They are.
I know they're a higher
small favorite
seed, but they're favored over South Carolina. Okay, so I am right there. Yeah. Apparently, I've been listening to you a lot this week, PJ, because I'm kind of rattling off a lot of the same bets that you just mentioned. But Oregon, -2, defense is better than South Carolina's. Ducks, better guard play. And then Dana Altman, their head coach, 15-6 against the spread in the tournament while coaching at Oregon. So right there, a great covering record. And South Carolina shoots a ton of threes. They also play at a slow tempo, which doesn't exactly go together. You know, if you're playing slow and you're not knocking down shots from deep, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. So taking the Ducks in this one.
Kate, there's no coincidence why I wore some green today. Let's go, Ducks. We really need them against South Carolina. Now, in the final segment of our show during PJ's plays, we give out a dog of the day, a best bet. We also do a stay-away game, a game that I just don't have any read on. There are a couple of those, it feels like, every day in the tournament. Is there a game that you look at today and you just want no part of it?
Yes, one of them is the Iowa State game and South Dakota State. I think I would lean towards taking the points with South Dakota State, but that one's just kind of, I'm not quite sure what to do with it. The other, Colorado State and Texas. I have Texas moving on in my bracket, but I do not want any money on this game. I don't want to bet it. To be honest, like, I haven't watched a ton of Colorado State this year other than the other night in the first four. I think Texas has more experience, a little bit more talent. But the Rams offense can score too. They're great at taking care of the ball, great at getting to the free throw line. So I can make a case for both of those teams. And in that case, I'm just going to stay away.
All right, fair enough. Kate, you giving out a favorite that you like. You giving out a dog that you like. You've even given out a game that you're staying away from. Give the people a total that you like today. Favorite over or under on the board?
My favorite under on the board, PJ. Long Beach State first half under 33.5. This is not a position that Long Beach State is used to being in. So you're going to have some jitters going into the tournament. I think Arizona comes out and just blitzes them early on. It's going to take a while for Long Beach State to settle in. I could see Arizona getting off to like a 15-4 start, something like that. And this just being a very slow, low-scoring first half for Long Beach State. So they're under 33.5 in the first is my favorite underplay of the day.
Love it. Kate, great stuff. Appreciate the time. Put the phone on Do Not Disturb. Kick the feet up. Get yourself a cold beverage. Enjoy the day. We'll talk to you again next week.
That's the plan, PJ. Enjoy the games.
Love it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, we've talked a lot about today's games, but let's look at tomorrow's games. My 5 favorite games for tomorrow as we dive in to the PJ Pick 5. We're going to start. We put this game out on our social clips yesterday, our social channels on BetQL, but Northwestern is going to be my favorite play of the day tomorrow, +2.5 against Florida Atlantic. This game is really just all about people are going to see these two teams on the 8-9 line. They're going to see a Big Ten team that they want no part of. They're going to see last year Final Four team with Florida Atlantic. They're going to see that everybody on that team is returning except for one player, but this year's team is not the same as last year's team. So I like Northwestern +2.5. This game should be closer to a pick 'em, but this line's going to continue to go up. As I said yesterday, I do like Northwestern. I would grab them at +2.5. If we get a 3.5 though, and you're getting the full possession, certainly would look into doubling down on Northwestern. Actually just moved to 3.5. Thank you, Sean. There you go. I had a feeling it might. So even a better number, absolutely love it even more. Give me Northwestern +3.5. Think they win that game against FAU. Then we have St. Mary's and Grand Canyon going on. St. Mary's favored by 5.5 against GCU. Talked about the Gales a ton on the show this week. I think they're a very underrated, very sneaky team. Last year, when UConn made their run to the national championship, do you know the game that gave them the most trouble? The only game that they were trailing in halftime? It was to St. Mary's. Then St. Mary's suffered an injury to one of their guards, Alex Tukas, and it changed everything. UConn went on one of their second half runs. Randy Bennett, one of the most underrated coaches. I like their backcourt a lot with Mahaney and Marshallonis. Obviously, they're out on the West Coast. Gonzaga gets all the news and publicity out in that league. Nobody talks about St. Mary's. They're boring. They're not fun to watch. They don't score a million points. But you know what they do? They win. And they're tough to play against. They're tough to prepare for. And even though I like this Grand Canyon team a lot, I just think it's a bad matchup going against the Gales. I'll lay the 5.5 with them tomorrow against GCU. It's one of the games I'm most looking forward to in the first round. In that same region, the 4-13 game between Bama and College of Charleston. Now, you guys know I went to Bama. You guys know I will fade my team in a heartbeat if I think it's the right side. I've done that plenty over the last 2 or 3 weeks. With that being said, I actually like them tomorrow against the College of Charleston. I really think it's a great matchup for the Tide. College of Charleston is a lot like Bama. They're the mid-major version of Alabama. They want to run and gun. They want to shoot a lot of threes. They're not very good defensively. Bama is the better shooting team. They're taller. They're more athletic. They have more speed. They're just a better version of Charleston. The team that you want to play against Bama is like a St. Mary's. That'd be a terrible matchup for them. I think it's a really good spot for the Tide, though. This is also the healthiest that they've been in about a month. Latrell Wrightsell, who's one of their key guards, came back a couple weeks ago, but then Rylan Griffin, one of their other key guards, got hurt. Now the two of them should be back. This is going to be the first time Bama's at full strength in a little over a month. I don't think people are talking about that enough. They have the #2 offense in the country. If they're hitting their shots in this game, they're going to be in a good spot. I like Bama -9.5 against Charleston. Then I like Colorado +100 tomorrow against Florida. I was up late last night watching that first 4 game, keeping an eye on what Colorado would do because I knew there was a good chance I would like them in this matchup against Florida. 7-10 game. The Gators are small favorites, -1.5. The Buffs are really good team. They're 41st in offense. They're 23rd in defense. KJ Simpson's one of the best point guards in America. They got a 5-star freshman in Cody Williams who isn't playing that great now, but he has a ton of talent. Tristan DeSilva's been playing great for him. Eddie Lampkin as well. What I like about Colorado is offensively last night, they didn't play good at all, but you know what? They still found a way to win a game. And then they turn around and they're playing Florida. This total is at 160.5. So for Colorado to win a game in the 50s last night, and for them to turn around and be in a game where the total is 160.5, yet they're only 1.5-point dogs. I think that shows you the versatility of Colorado and that they could be a pretty tough team to beat here in the tournament. So I'll take Colorado plus 100 as Duquesne is back up by 10, 31-21 on BYU with 3:40 to go. Certainly getting nervous about that game. Grambling State plus 15.5 against Purdue. I like Grambling State in the first half against Purdue. This is all about a narrative play for me. I don't know if you guys remember the year after Virginia lost in the NCAA tournament to UMBC in the 1-16 game. The following year, they were a one seed and they played Gardner Webb in that first game. They were down by like 10 points in the first half and they ended up coming back. They ended up blowing out Gardner Webb, but not too many people remember that they really struggled at the start of that game. Twitter was blowing up. Everybody was going, no way. No way this happens again. Surely Virginia isn't going to do this again. Well, Purdue is a lot like Virginia. Before Virginia won the national title, we were talking about Virginia like we were talking about Purdue. I have a feeling that Grambling, who played yesterday, already has a game under their belt. Maybe they come out a little hot in this game. Maybe they're hitting their shots, make life tough for Purdue, and I like them plus 15.5 in the first half to keep it close. A little bit of a narrative play, little, you know, not a one-unit wager, maybe a half-unit wager on Grambling plus 15.5 in the first half. Think they can get off to a hot start. So those are the five games I like for tomorrow that I keep an eye on. Northwestern plus 3.5, line just moved against FAU. St. Mary's minus 5.5 against Grand Canyon. Bama minus 9.5 against Charleston. Colorado plus 100 against Florida. And Grambling State plus 15.5 against Purdue. Time to wrap up the show with PJ's plays. Let's get you an update on some of the scores going on right now. We have Michigan State up 35-27 on Mississippi State. They just started the second half. Spartans are now 6.5-point favorites. The total is up to 130.5 in that game. And then how about Duquesne? They're up 31-21 on BYU, and they're actually favored right now at minus 145. The total is 140.5. Guys, I got to be honest. What I'm seeing out of BYU, I don't know if I would take that live line. I think Duquesne certainly might be live for the upset. So many trendy underdogs that people like in the first round, right? McNeese, Grand Canyon, James Madison, Samford, Charleston. Didn't hear a lot of people that like Duquesne. And now that they're up 10, it makes me think that they might be the big upset of today. So, plus, I have BYU in my Elite Eight. And surely my bracket will be in absolute shreds in the second game of the day. So, definitely wouldn't touch BYU if I were you. I think Duquesne's got a good chance of pulling off that upset. My prop lock for today in PJ's plays got an NBA play for you. You guys know we love fading the Wizards when they go up against great bigs who can rebound. And boy, do we have a great rebounding big that they're going up against today in Domantas Sabonis. I'm going to take him over 15.5 rebounds today against the Wizards. You can look at 17 or more boards at plus 125. You can look at 20 or more boards at plus 200. You get some good prices. Sabonis going up against that Wizards front court, I think, is a dream matchup. I like him over 15.5 rebounds. My stay away game, I was talking about it, Tennessee and St. Peter's. I'm really fascinated to see what Tennessee does in the tournament this year. If the NCAA tournament started 2 weeks ago, I think Tennessee would have been one of the most popular picks to win the national championship. But it's all recency bias, and they have lost the last two games that they have played. They lost to Kentucky at home, and then they lost badly to Mississippi State in the first round of the SEC tournament, in the quarterfinal round, the first game that they played. Now they head into the tournament, and it's the Rick Barnes narrative again, and Tennessee in the tournament. Nobody wants to trust them. I've said all year that just something feels a little different about Tennessee. The defense is still there, but now that they have Connect, that's the difference maker. That's the game changer for this team. We'll see how things pan out for Tennessee. I don't know what to do in that game with St. Peter's today. 21.5 is a lot of points. They certainly could roll them. If anything, maybe just look at like a St. Peter's team total under. If Tennessee wants to guard them, if they want to show up today, it's going to be tough for St. Peter's to score the ball. So I would maybe look at something like that. My dog of the day is going to be Samford against Kansas. For everything that I talked about earlier, I just think it's a bad matchup for Kansas, guys. Like, if you're a team that lacks depth, one of your best players is injured, the last thing you want to see is a team that's going to press you for all 40 minutes, especially an underdog, the entire crowd. Every other fan base that's at that regional to watch their team play is going to be rooting for Samford. So Kansas isn't going to have the crowd behind them. It's a terrible matchup. They're missing one of their best players. I just think there's a ton of reason to like Samford in this game, plus 7. and a half. I take some money line as well. I like the Bulldogs today. Bucky Ball to get the job done. My dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp, I don't like anything in that Tennessee-St. Peter's game, but I think there's something that you found that you like.
Yeah, Peach. Also, happy March Madness to you and yours. I know this is like
you
your Christmas,
well,
so I have to, you know, pay homage to you there. I'm taking Dalton Connect over 21.5 points. As you said, he is the key factor for this game. He had 14 in their loss against Mississippi State. He had 40 in their loss against Kentucky. But I think that they're going to lean on him really like a lot here. He is averaging 21.5 points per game. He's gone over this four of his last six games. I know St. Peter's defense is pretty good, but Connect put up 39 against Auburn just recently. So it's not like defenses are like he's going to do bad against really good defenses. So I think they're going to lean on him. He's just a bucket. So it's 21.5. It's like right around his average. I think he's going to step up in a big game here and show that Tennessee's here for the tournament, take a deep run.
I mean, they're putting his prop right at the number that he averages, as you mentioned. So I think it's certainly a good bet, especially if Tennessee is going to cover that number today. My best bet's going to be Texas Tech, -4.5 against NC State. I told you guys I was going back and forth on this game throughout the week, but I've come around on taking Texas Tech in this spot. I think the NC State magic runs out. Certainly DJ Horn could go nuts. DJ Burns could be awesome as well. Texas Tech could be off. Look, the Big 12's not off to a strong start right now with BYU, so maybe Texas Tech disappoints as well. I like the Red Raiders -4.5. To recap our best bets for today, Domantas Sabonis over 15.5 rebounds against the Wizards. Tennessee and St. Peter is going to be my stay-away game. Samford +7.5 against Kansas, my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's going with Dalton Connect over 21.5 points. And give me the Red Raiders -4.5 against NC State. That'll do it for us here on Send It In. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right back here. Make sure you check out the Send It In podcast. If you missed anything, want some plays for later today, or if you want some plays for tomorrow as well.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.